You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What does it mean to endure persecution? Find out in week 4 of I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That.
Alright, nasa huling installment na po tayo ng ating series, pinamagatang I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That. Okay, this is about some teachings that are difficult to accept or obey or embrace, no? Kasi medyo challenging siya, hindi siya yung norm, okay? It's not even the norm, normal teaching of some wise people like Plato and whoever people, no? Kasi radical yung mga teaching na to, okay? And yet the goal of this series, I want us to understand, really, is to help us understand na Jesus is Lord no matter what. Okay, gaano man kahirap itong mga teaching na to. All right, God has a good, pleasing, and perfect will for us. Some good fruit can come out if we trust Him, if we fully surrender our lives to Him, letting be the Lord of our lives. Okay, so we've talked about loving our enemies. All right, so how many of you know that is a difficult thing to do? Okay, kasi lalo na ramdam na ramdam mo na talagang kontrabida siya talaga sa buhay mo. Okay, so ang hirap mahalin, you know. So then we talk about selling everything you have, okay? And God may not ask us to sell all our properties, cars, house, whatever that is. But I believe that God is asking all of us to give up something or anything that will take His place in our lives. Again, because this is about the Lordship of God. There has to be nothing that will take place, that will take the place of God in our lives. And last week, we talked about, I believe, one of the most controversial teachings, hard teaching of Jesus about, you know, hating your family, everyone that you love, okay, wife, children, mother, father, I mean, talagang, even yourself. Okay, so, but we believe, and it's clear in the scriptures that God is not telling us to hate them literally the way we understand what hating is, but to understand that, you see, God or Jesus is not the same with our family. We cannot love Jesus the way we give love to our family. Kasi hindi po sila pareho. Iba talaga si Lord. Lord siya ng buhay natin. But if we learn to love God, okay, kung siya talaga yung pinaka mahal natin, excuse me, sa puso natin, then matututunan natin kung paano talaga natin mamahalin yung family natin according to the will of God. Right? So, today we're going to talk about the last installment, which is about persecution. Okay? That you will be persecuted. All right? How many of you here, parang, okay, let's go. Okay? Okay lang ba sa inyo persecution? I know na, you know, none of us would want this in our lives, no? But it can happen, okay? It will happen. It is one of the promise, okay, the guarantee that the Bible gives us. Okay, so hopefully we'll understand this and we'll learn to respond, okay, should we experience persecution. Now I'd like to read in John chapter 15. If you have your Bibles with you, please open it with me. Right? If you don't have a Bible, you can look up to the screen and we have provided a PowerPoint for you. And if it's okay with you, we're reading about five verses. Would you please stand on your feet and let's just give reverence to the Word of God as it's being read. Thank you so much. I'm reading from the English Standard Version and you can read along with me if you like. John 15, verses 18 to 21. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. Let us pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give us understanding of your word today. And a willing heart also, Lord, to accept this as truth, God. I pray that our eyes will be open and our ears will be open, Lord, to know this truth, Lord God, and what this means even to our faith, Lord. Jesus, let your good, pleasing, and perfect will be done in this place tonight, in our hearts, Lord. We commit everything to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may go ahead and have a seat. I don't know about you, perhaps some of you or most of you have experienced some resistance or opposition or persecution in your Christian faith. I had my own dose of resistance. Actually, when I got saved, I have some friends, there were five of us, and we were, for 1 year, we got so close. And we were doing a lot of things, okay, from drinking to bodies. Talagang bodies kami, okay? Ako yung unang na born again. Okay, I was the first one who got saved. And usually, what we do during, I got saved April 29, 1990. That's the summertime. And during that time, many of us were working. I was a working student then. And what we would usually do during payday, we would come together and, have our sessions, okay, drinking. And so, 29, that was on a Sunday. And the next day, 30, we are going to come together and have some sessions together. Okay, so, but something really happened to me. My heart was so changed. I lost the appetite, okay, to do what I have been doing for so long, okay, drinking and smoking and all that, okay. So, and I told them what happened to me, okay. So, and well, I wasn't welcome with wow, that's great, bro. Okay, tumaas yung mga eyebrows. Really, talaga? Oh, ganun lang ano, no? And then later on, as I kept on telling them and inviting them to church. Right? Talagang lalo silang nakulitan, no? Talagang to the point na minumura na ako. Right? So, minumura nila ako na talaga, pag mo pakialam, bahala ka sa ano. And nainis din sila sa akin kasi minsan sumasama ako sa kanila. But I wouldn't drink, I wouldn't smoke. Okay? And then parang nababad trip sila. Okay? So, that was my first encounter with resistance and persecution. I also encountered a very emotional resistance or persecution during my first missions outreach. That was 1993. Okay, we went to Guam, USA. Okay, meron ba dito may relative sa Guam? Right, meron kayo relative sa Guam. Okay, so Guam actually is a US colony, no? And then about more than 50% are Filipinos, but most of them been born and raised there. So very Americanized na. Okay, so and we were in a University of Guam inviting the students to a rock and roll seminar. And some of the students, yung mga bugoy doon, mga tambay sa canteen, right, they have an idea what it is. Okay, that was like a series of seminars that we were doing. And one of the guys whom I invited, I sat down and talked. Talagang sabi niya sa akin, you believe in Jesus? You're inviting me to that? You're a loser! Parang na-hurt ako. Okay, so talagang gusto ko nang makipagsuntukan sa mamang to eh. Okay, so tinawag ba naman ako loser? Okay, so, but, later on, I realized that I'm not really the one who is a loser. Okay, so, I begin to understand. Okay, finergive ko siya sa heart ko. Pero sobrang, first time ko yun eh. Talagang inano niya ako. Parang ako yung prinitsyan, pero sobrang parang nayanig ako. Kasi first time ko sa missions, no? Tapos ganun ang inabot ko. But that also challenged me actually, that when I came back to the Philippines, I so appreciate that there's such an open doors in our nation. Alam mo, when you preach, people will respond. Okay? But not everyone, really. Okay, so, and today we're talking about persecution, and this is inevitable in our lives. It's gonna happen if we really choose to stand in our conviction and let Jesus be the Lord of our lives. Okay, we will experience opposition and resistance. In fact, 1 Peter 2:19 and 20, let me just give you a picture of what persecution is. Okay, ano bang ibig sabihin ng persecution? Si Peter, sinabi niya dito, it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. So, in this verse, we know and understand that persecution is unjust suffering because of the gospel or because of God, because of our faith. So if we meet opposition or resistance, okay, because of the confession of our faith, because we confess God in our lives, then that's persecution. Okay, yun po ang ibig sabihin ng persecution. And then verse 20, it says there, but how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable to God. So, persecution is suffering because you declare faith with God, okay, with Jesus Christ. Now, if you are suffering because of the wrong things that you do or some foolish things, that's not persecution. Kahit Kristiyano ka pa. Right? Let me give you an example. John Jones, how many of you here watch UFC? Right, so, I just listen to Balita, no? We don't have any cable at home, okay? We make a decision na wala kaming cable. But, John Jones is a light heavyweight champion. And he's very vocal about his Christianity. Okay, may tattoo pa nga siyang Philippians dyan, you know? I can do all things. Okay, he was stripped of his title and lost a major endorsement because of a hit and run incident. Okay, at yung natamaan niya was a pregnant woman. Alright, so, and syempre, tinira na siya. Lahat na ng buhay niya, tinira na, pati yung pagiging Christian niya. Okay, now, is that persecution? No. That's punishment for the wrong that he has done. Ba't ka naman mag-hit and run? Kristiyano ka pa naman. Tama po ba? You know, if you are student, may naman students dito? College students, can you see your hands? Come on now, it's okay. Just lift up your hands. Alright, we have a few here. Okay, so, just a reminder. Okay, so, kung pinapagalitan kayo ng magulang nyo, kasi alas 12 na ng umaga, kasi sabi nyo, mami, uwi ako umaaga ngayon. Tapos, yung maaga mo, alas 12, umaga na pala, you know? Okay, sobrang aga mo sa next day, okay? And halos gabi-gabi, at ang excuse mo, okay, galing ka ng youth service, galing ka ng victory group, ano, at talagang pinapagalitan ka ng, kasi sabi mo, Philip persecution, hindi persecution yun, hello? Kung youth ka. Right? Ibig sabihin nun, matuto kang mag-consider na may magulang ka, na may bahay ka, na i-honor mo sila. Right? Ngayon, pati yung church, nadadamay. Ano ba? Pastor Ryan, di ba? Pastor Ryan, one of our campus missionary, okay? Problema talaga to minsan, di ba? Kasi sarap ng fellowship eh. Okay, so, meron din ako niyan, nung mga college kami, talagang kami ni na Pastor Mark, binukoy, no? Okay, mga last stress na ng umaga kami, minsan, inabot kami dito sa may tropical, na flatan kami. Papunta kami ng Eagle's Nest, okay? Pakyat kami ng Tipolo, just for sightseeing, eh. Dati dito, ang layo-layo nito eh. Talagang, so, umabot kami ng squatter ng umaga. Tapos may klase pa ako na alas 7. Ah, Kristiyano daw, you know. So, I did that because I have practically no parents. Okay, I was practically by myself living in a dorm. I'm with my dad, but he also does not go home most of the time. Anyway, so, pero pag pinapagalitan tayo dahil yun, hindi yun persecution. Kahit na galing ka pa sa church, okay, kailangan matuto kang mag-consider at makinig. Okay? Kung pinapagalitan ka ng boss mo at halos i-fire ka na ng boss mo dahil lagi ka nakikitang okay, nagbabasa ng Christian blog, alright, sa computer na dapat nagtatrabaho ka, okay, hindi persecution yon. Kahit na Christian article pa yung binabasa mo. That's not persecution. Okay, so, because as a Christian, you are supposed to display a testimony of excellence, okay? Because you are under the lordship of God. You represent God. Now, when you suffer because you confess faith and allegiance with Jesus Christ, then that's persecution, okay? Pagka dahil sa faith mo and commitment mo, okay, na maayos naman ang testimony mo, okay? So, then that is persecution. Okay, so, and even if we are in the Philippines, sometimes we experience it with our friends, with our family, with our office mates. Okay. Now, I want us to understand that as Christians, we should expect persecution. Right? Dapat i-expect natin yan. Ito yung sinabi sa Bible sa 2 Timothy 3:12, no? Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ. How many of you may desire kayo to live a godly life in Christ? Right? Anyone? Okay? Yung iba sa inyo, okay? Desire lang. But if you want to live a godly life, ito yung sabi ng Bible, in Christ, you will be persecuted. You will experience opposition and resistance. Okay? In other words, this is kind of like the norm when you stand in your conviction. In fact, kung never ka pang na-persecute sa buhay mo or na-oppose dahil sa faith mo, okay, so medyo, bakit kaya, no? Bakit walang, kahit minsan, okay? Lahat mabait sa'yo, okay? Baka hindi nila alam, Kristiyano ka. Di ba? Baka wala ka talagang ini-stand. Because one way or the other, you will encounter opposition. And why is that? Why do people persecute Christians? Why do people persecute or resist or oppose people who confess faith with God? That's what I want us to understand today. Because if we understand why people persecute our Christianity, we will know how to respond properly. Okay, so, ito yung sinasabi ni Jesus sa John 15, verse 18. Sabi niya, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. You know why people persecute Christians? Because it hated Jesus first. May issue sila with Jesus. It's not really you. Don't take it personally. They are not opposing you. They are opposing the Jesus that you confess allegiance with. Kahit dito pa sa Philippines. Anong ibig sabihin nun? You see, even in our own country, people won't mind Jesus being a religious symbol. In fact, people want Jesus to be their savior. Walang problema pagdating kay Jesus kung personal savior siya. Okay? Ibig sabihin nun, people want some saving. Lord, patulong naman. Nahihirapan ako dito, Lord. Lord, tulungan mo ako dito. Makawala ako dito. Makalabas ako dito sa utang ko, sa gulong ito. They want Jesus to be their savior. Personal savior. Ngayon, ang problema, pagdating sa personal Lord. Because Jesus is not only savior, He is also Lord. So dahil pagdating sa pag-ibig sabihin ng personal Lord, He calls the shots in our lives. His will be done, not ours. Diyan ngayon may issue ang mga tao. Issue na pagdating sa Lordship. Okay, so, Lord naman, kailangan ba talaga, Lord? Okay, so, yun ang challenge, no? Ng tao. 1 Peter 4:13 tells us, but rejoice in so far as you share sufferings that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. For us who truly confess allegiance with God, when we experience suffering because of Jesus, we can rejoice. In fact, Peter said we can consider it pure joy when we face trials of many kind. The trials na minention ni Peter dito are the persecution that they are experienced during their time. And you can consider it pure joy. You know, there are many people outside of this nation, stories. If you've read the story of the heavenly man in China, okay, the persecution that they experienced there. You know, the Christians in Chinese, the house church in China, when you ask them what you can pray for them, they will always tell you this, don't pray that persecution will stop in China. Ayaw nila na tumigil ang persecution sa China. Alam mo kung bakit? Because they recognize that because of persecution, the church continues to grow and that people continues to depend on God. Rather, ang prayer nila na magiging, ma-endure nila at, you know, malakas yung likod nila para pag pinaanis sila, makakayanan nila. Wow! Grabe, no? And these are real stories outside of our nation. In the Philippines, right? Tumayo ka dyan sa kalye, mag-preach ka. Okay? Walang makikialam sa'yo. Bahala ka sa buhay mo. You can do what you want. Okay, so, but in many nations, in a restricted nation, okay, it will cost them sometimes their lives. Okay, so, and yet, magugulat ka that these people consider it a privilege to suffer for Christ. Bakit? Kasi ang mindset nila, okay, if Christ suffered, it is a privilege for them to experience what Christ experienced. Wow! That they share in Christ's suffering. Amazing, you know? Ibang klaseng mga isip ng mga disciples na to. Okay, so, they consider it a privilege when they begin to suffer for Christ. And they know and understand that it's not the issue of people is not them. Their hate is not them. It's about the Lordship of God. Because Jesus is calling people to surrender their lives to God fully, 100%. The second thing, second reason we see in this verse that we've read why people persecute Christians is because our message, the message that we proclaim, is counterculture. Verse 19, if you were of the world would love you as its own. Because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Okay? Ang ibig sabihin nito na yung message natin, for the most part, is offensive to the sinful man. Kaya may sinasabi sa Bible na what the Spirit desires is totally contrary to what our flesh desires. Laging may conflict. Kasi iba ang will ni God. Yung shinare ni Ryan kanina, okay? My thoughts are not your thoughts. Ayun pa lang, problema na. My ways are not your ways. And that's why people react to that. Because the message of Christ, okay, is far greater than what we want in this world. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 1:18 that the message of the cross, the word of the cross, is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And if we experience persecution and resistance because we proclaim the message of the cross, then we can be rest assured that God is working. His power is working in us. That's why we don't need to lose heart. Pero kailangan natin maintindihan na may issue sila kay Jesus pagdating sa Lordship at pagdating ng word and message niya. When we say, well, you know, there is an issue, nga, lalo na ngayon, when you tell women to submit to their husbands. One time, I was officiating a wedding. Tapos, yung boss niya sa company niya, okay, so foreigner. And ano, kasama dun sa vow, okay, to submit to you, okay? Pagkatapos ng wedding, nag-react yung ano. Dapat tinatanggal na yung mga submit. It's in the Bible. People get issues with that. Okay, pag nag-abstain ka ng premarital sex, right? People will, you know, call you parang self-righteous. Right? They will, alam mo yun, parang you will be bashed because of that. If you stand, okay, lalo na kung if you stand for purity, if you wait, okay, for marriage before engaging in sex, nowadays parang your people would look at you differently. But that's the message of the gospel. That's the message that we preach and we embrace. That there should be no hint of sexual immorality in our lives. When we give our tithes, all these things, people begin to react. All these commands goes against the way the world thinks. Because God's ways are higher than our ways. So if we begin to stand by this, people will begin to react. I remember my dad and some of my family when I told them that I felt like God is calling me to serve in the ministry full time. Right? Yun lagi ang ano, ha? Hindi ba pwede ka? Sayang namang pinag-aral ko sa iyo accountancy, ilang taon din yun, plus board pa, plus summer pa. Right? So, and all of those things. Okay, so, but later on, you know, they understood. And they saw the grace of God in my life. Okay, so that's why, even if there's resistance, we can hope. We can be assured that God is working. Even if our message is contrary. Okay, they don't really get it at first. Thirdly, in verse 21, but all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. People persecute Christians because they don't know God. That's the reason why. They don't know God. They don't understand the grace of God. They haven't yet experienced the mercy and the grace of God. I remember one time, I was like that too. I grew up in a Christian home. Since namulat ako, okay, medyo hati, no? Yung lolo ko, okay, devout, Roman Catholic, yung lola ko, okay, embraced Pentecostal Christianity. Okay, so, yung lola ko, dinadrag ako talaga sa church. Okay, kahit ayaw ko. Okay, so, but, you know, maybe because sometimes, okay, may mga bad testimony ako nakikita. And I became really when I was a teenager, I was kind of like the guy who mocks Christianity. I call myself born again. Hindi ako born again, born again. Sinasabi ko yun dati talagang, yung ate ko, kawawa yun sa akin dati. Okay? Kasi siya yung unang naging active. Okay? Talagang minamak ko, okay? Talagang nag-aaway kami. Okay? So, and then, kakonchaba ko yung uncle ko. Kasi yung uncle ko, rock and roll. Rock and roll kami pareho eh. Okay? Talagang sinasabi, ay ma, pera lang gusto niya mga yan. You know, that's the business lang yan. I mean, some of us really thought about think that way before. I used to think that way until I had an encounter with God that I began to understand how gracious He is, how much He loved me. You know, I even come to the point that my Lola would cry. Okay, because in front of my Lola, I would curse God. Really, curse God. I'm mad at God and how He's so powerful that here I am, I'm just so messed up. And He is not doing anything. In front of my grandmother, talagang miyak yung lola ko, talagang. And at that very day, April 29, when I was being saved, I was so ashamed. For the first time, I know about the cross, I heard about it. Ilang Semana Santa na rin yung nadaanan ko. I was 18 that time. But for the first time in my life, it was so clear. Oh, ito pala si God. Yung mercy niya, yung grace niya. And while I was being saved, there were points in my life, nag-flashback na I was in danger. My life was in danger and I saw the hand of God saving me. Man, I was crying like a baby. Because this very God that I cursed and hated is the very God who's protecting me and showing me that I have a destiny for Him. That He loves me and is so ready to forgive me of all my sins. I mean, that blew me away. Here I was, 18 years old, radically in sin. And here's the God ready to wipe me clean. And guess what happened? I started preaching the gospel to my friends, my family. Bumaliktad. Ako na ngayon ang napapersecute. But it's okay. You know why? Because I understood. I understood that they don't know God. And like me, I was like them before. So ano nangyayari doon? Nagkakaroon tayo ng attitude of compassion for people. Kaya nga si Jesus, di ba, yung prayer niya, Father, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing. Si Stephen, yung first martyr recorded in the Bible after the resurrection in Acts 7:60. Okay, while he's being stoned to death, ito yung prayer niya. Falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. In other words, he died. Wow. How can one who is being stoned because of his faith in Jesus Christ pray such a prayer? Yung iba, talagang nasarhan lang ng pinto dahil gusto mag-church. Church na to. Pinipersecute ako. Sa ibang church na lang ako. Kala na, napipersecute. Then, na-late ka lang kasi. Baka next time, kung agahan mo. Pwede, di ba? Okay. For the safety naman of everyone. Wala akong pinapatamaan. Okay? Nagsasabi lang. Okay? So, maybe a reminder. But sometimes, alam mo yun, na-correct ka lang. Bro, okay? Babasa ka ba ng Bible mo? Para, ano sutiin mo sa akin? Okay? So, feeling mo na persecute ka na. But this kind of people, they give their lives and they don't hold any hate or grudge. Man, alam mo, ngayon, titignan mo yung mga interest, sobrang daming nagbabash kay, okay, the money man Mayweather. Okay, pero si Pacquiao, alam mo yung desire ng heart niya, dun sa weighing, sabi niya, you know, ultimately, my goal is that after this fight, me and Mayweather can sit down together and, you know, just have a talk about my faith in God. Ito klase, no? Walang offense, walang ano, walang hang-ups. Because he understood. Kasi ganun din siya dati. But he had an encounter with God. And that should be our attitude. It should bring about compassion in our hearts, knowing that these people need God so much. Need God so much. Alam mo, kung meron lang willing at talagang, and there are few, but kung marami lang willing to welcome persecution in their lives, marami nang pupunta sa mga Saudis. Okay, di bali ng ano. But those people who were killed because of their faith, they refuse to recant. Amazing. Because they know their value is not their life now. Their value is the Lordship of God. They have compassion for these people. Matthew 5, 10, 12. This is what Jesus said in one of his first sermon. Okay, it's called the Sermon on the Mount. Sabi niya, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, that word blessed when translated actually means happy are those, or joyful are those. Okay, literally it means happy are those. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Minsan ang inisip natin blessing. Pag may bagong car ka, woo, thank you Lord, I'm blessed. Okay, pagka na-promote ka, it's still a blessing. Pero pag may persecution, Lord, bakit ganito? Hello? We fail to recognize that this is part of God's blessing in our lives. How many of you want this blessing in your lives? This is the question. This is really the real question in our hearts. And this is part of God's will for us. That if we stand our ground, if we choose the Lordship of Jesus Christ instead, we will experience opposition. Nonetheless, we know why. Because they have issues with Jesus, not with us. Because the message that we preach really is counterculture, contrary to the sinful ways of the world. And because they don't know God. That's why our attitude should be to be grateful, no matter what. Grateful for the persecution, maybe, but grateful that God is there. He is not forsaking you. And that you are being identified with Him. Pinipersecute ka dahil sa Kanya eh. And praise God. Yung lahat kaibigan mo, kasi hindi nila alam na may Jesus ka pala. Okay, kasi cool-cool ka lang eh. So, but pag nag-preach ka na, things begin to change. Then it's a privilege because you are identified with Christ. And we need to be hopeful. You know, the story I told you a while ago with my friends. There were 5 of us, no? I was the first one who got saved. And 1 year, talagang relentlessly, I had so much compassion for them that I was praying for them. And every opportunity I get, invite them to church, preach, tell them, guys, you know. Kasi, syempre, eh, mga ano nga eh, mga ano, patapon yung buhay eh. Guys, you know, Jesus loves you. And you know what? After about a year and a half, over a year, 2 of them approached me. Okay. 2 of them approached me. And this is what they said, that they joined a a church near their ano near their place. Okay, sa may ano actually yan, you know, yung lugar nila sa may diyan sa may Quirino Highway, may ano diyan bagong ano ba yon? Bagong buhay ano ba yon? Anyway, so para siyang ano, parang squat area. Doon ako tumatambay doon. And then this my classmates, they approached me and said, from that time na they saw that something changed in me, they started reading the Bible. Could you imagine that? They started reading the Bible. And for about more than a year, when they finished all of the Bible, they began to pray and surrender their lives to Jesus. And they went to look for me and told me about it. Wow. What a privilege, isn't it? All those years, okay, sa dami ng mura na tinanggap ko sa mga kaibigan ko. Man, talagang, alam mo yun, God was gracious enough to win them over for Him. At the end, it's God who is glorified. And He is worth it. We need to have compassion for these people. Sometimes these people are very close to us. Relatives, friends, okay, workmates. But here's an encouragement. Let me read this verse and then I'll close in a prayer. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 23. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow His steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in His mouth. When He was reviled, He did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but continued entrusting Himself to Him who judges justly. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. And by His wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these gracious words and promises, God. Thank you that what Jesus Christ has done on the cross has healed us of any offenses, of any hate, of any, Lord God, difficulty in reaching, Lord God, people. That no matter what opposition or persecution that we may face, Lord, thank you that we are healed. Thank you, Lord, that you suffered for us. It was you who took all of those insults, Lord. And thank you that it is indeed a privilege to be identified with you. Even though that identification is a form of persecution, so be it. Let Jesus be glorified. Let there be less of us and more Jesus in us. Lord, I pray tonight that you will just encourage hearts here. I pray that you will strengthen faith, God. If you are here and you are in that place where you are trying to reach out to somebody, maybe your boss, maybe your family, and you are encountering opposition, persecution, because you are trying to reach out to these people, I want to pray for you. If that's you, would you just lift up your hands? I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for these people, for their desire to be used by you, Lord. I thank you that they are not forsaken, Lord. That though these people will talk abusively to them, Lord God, and oppose them, Lord God, Father, I thank you because they are not lesser in their faith, Lord God, but rather all the more it is being confirmed that they are identified with you, Lord God. That it's not about them, Lord God. The issue is not them, Lord. The issue, Lord, is your lordship over the lives of these people. And I thank you for the willingness of these people, Lord, to let you be the first in their lives, Lord. That even though they are being opposed of what they confess and what they believe, Lord, you know all of this, and they are not forsaken. They will be rewarded. And I speak that they will be truly blessed, Lord God, not just with material blessings, Lord, but that pure joy and fulfillment in their hearts, knowing that they have stood their ground. I pray, Lord, that they will be strengthened in their faith. In Jesus' name, I want to pray one more thing. If you try to take a step of faith to share the gospel to someone and you met opposition and you stop or medyo hindi ka na nag-continue, you know, I want to encourage you. Don't shrink back. Don't let the opposition of people decide what your commitment to Jesus Christ will be. But be bold. I want to pray for you. And if that's you, would you just be in agreement with me tonight? Lord, I pray for these people, your people, God, who took that step to testify about your mercy and grace in their lives. And yet, they have been opposed, Lord God. They have been hindered, Lord. And perhaps, God, they did not continue, Lord God. Lord God, they are discouraged. But I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will not be those who will shrink back, Lord, because you are not pleased, Lord, when we shrink back. But they will be those who will be strengthened, Lord God, that they will grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, that all the more Christ-like character and attitude will be seen in their lives, Lord. Father, I pray right now, boldness to come upon them once again. Boldness for every one of us here, Lord God. As the Bible says, if we are to live a godly life, we will be persecuted. So be it, Lord. If that will identify us under your Lordship, so be it. Let your will be done. We welcome it, Lord. Help us, God, to endure. Help us to respond with pure joy, with compassion, knowing that you died for these people too. And Lord, as we stand for you, may your grace abound and may your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.